Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So what was practice like yesterday, Jeff? You know, over the past couple of days, after the loss on Monday?
Yeah, good practices. We had to give them a day off per the NCAA rules for a week, so we had already designated Tuesday as a day off. Tuesday was a big academic day for us as we get ready for finals next week. So we got together yesterday and good practice, spirited practice. Got back to work and started preparing for West Virginia.
Were you pretty interested to see how they would come out and practice after Monday night?
No, I knew we'd come out ready to practice. I wasn't worried about that. I knew we'd come back out and refocused and ready to go.
What kind of special problems do you think West Virginia might pose for you guys?
Their size, their offensive rebounding. Obviously, they aren't turning people over at the rate that they have in previous years, but they're still turning people over. And that's been kind of a thorn in our side, especially here recently. So you know, those two things are the biggest concerns. Their size, and you know, they really, really attack the offensive glass, which is a staple of a Bob Huggins team. And then their ability to defend and get in passing lanes and pressure, those two things.
You mentioned
Yeah, I think we're a little loose. I think that's probably the biggest theme. You know, it started the second half of Iowa. So I think we're a little loose. You know, we need to be stronger with the ball. Those two things.
You mentioned that you feel like your offense is the best one. It's able to get out in transition. How do you kind of balance wanting those guys to go, but also needing to stress caring for the basketball?
What's something that we have stressed all year, and for the most part, we had been pretty good. Against Iowa in that second half, you know, our turnovers, the majority of them were in the half court. They weren't in transition. So I just think we have to be stronger with the ball. We have to be stronger with our decisions. We have to be sharper. We have to do a better job in all of those areas. Definitely it does, but the key to that is that we have to rebound. That's the big key, especially against this team. We can't give up multiple shots. Our first shot defense, which is defending the ball, contesting the shot, and then we have to rebound. And if we do that, then we feel like we can get out in transition, but the first part is that we have to get the ball first. I mean, I think you have to coach them hard, just like you do everyone. I think the key with all of them, not just freshmen, but anyone, is that I think you have to have a relationship with them. I think if you have a relationship with them and they know you care about them, not just about what they can do on the court, but you genuinely care about them, then I think you can coach them hard because they know it's not personal. They know it's coming from a place where you're trying to help them, where you're trying to push them. If you develop that trust, then you know, if I say, hey, you're playing great, you're really good, you want to hear that, and that's the truth in that moment. But if I say, look, man, you stink right now, like you got to pick it up, like you're not going, that's the truth in that moment. And so neither one of them are personal. It's the truth about what's really happening. Unfortunately, a lot of young people now, they don't have reality, especially in what we do. You know, in coaching men's basketball, I know men's basketball, I don't know the other sports. I'm sure other coaches maybe have some of the same feelings. But our sport is so different in the recruitment of the kids that we have, that we get in men's basketball, is very different, I think, from any other sport. And so in our sport, a lot of times they don't have anyone that's telling them the truth. They hear a lot of praise and a lot of great. And so sometimes when you get them here, the first time someone has gotten on them, you may be the first one that's done that. And the reactions are interesting. And you have to constantly remind them, like, this is all of our guys. This is not just freshmen. This is everyone. Like, it's not personal. It's not personal. Like, I want all of you, but I'm going to tell you the truth. And I have a rule. You can ask me anything, but I'm going to tell you the truth. And you may not like the answer, but if you ask me, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I think that's how you coach them. Yeah, you know, I remember when I first got in this in college coaching, I remember my dad said to me at the time he was a college head coach that actual coaching is probably about 15-20% of the job. You know, it's so many other things, especially in college coaching. And just with the way, you know, the environment is now, kids are now and things, and it's amazing how it changes so quickly. You know, it's different. It changed from 5 years ago. It's very, very different. And I think the coaches that are able to have success, especially long-term success, and I marvel at them, are the coaches that are able to adapt. The coaches that are able, and not necessarily change their standards, but adapt to the way that kids are, society is. I mean, look, everyone knows it's different now in society than it was 5 years ago, 8 years ago. It changes like this. I mean, social media has changed everything. I mean, it's changed so much from when I play. I mean, so you have to be able to adapt. And adapting is not changing your standards, lowering your standards, dumbing down anything. It's just that you have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to relate to them, because the more you can relate to them and be on their page, and then to get them on your page and to teach them, then the greater chance you have at having success.
Is this team on your page?
I think so. We have been. We weren't Monday. But I think we're back.
Yeah, Jeff, you've been coaching Division I basketball in some form for, I guess, almost the past 20 years here.
That's crazy.
How do you feel like you've adapted in that time?
Well, I think I've grown. You know, when I first started as an assistant, I was 25, didn't really know, even though I grew up with the coach. You don't know the profession until you're in it. You don't understand it. You don't understand all the nuances and all the different things. You know, named the head coach at 27, really had no idea what I was doing. I felt strongly about the relationship part and to getting the guys to believe in me and wanting to play for me. I felt like I could do that. But as far as the X's and O's, running the program and things like that, those were things that I learned on the fly. I feel like I've grown up. I feel like I've gained a lot of valuable experience from the different experiences that I've had. And I think I'm wiser now. I think I understand the business side of this profession even more. And I think I'm still, at least I like to think I'm fairly young enough where I can still relate to them and still know different things and be able to teach them different ways to have success, both on and off the court.
How have you seen, you know, from afar, obviously, that Bob Huggins be one of those guys that's able to adapt the way he does things over a long career?
You know, I've always had a ton of respect for him. I think he's coached some of the best teams. I thought he had a team at Cincinnati. It's a travesty what happened to Kenyon Martin, because I thought they were the best team in the country. And the thing that I've always admired is how his players love him. And he coaches them hard. I mean, really, really hard. But they know that he loves them. And because of that, they love him. And he's able to coach him hard. He's able to push him. He's able to, at times, take it to the edge, but he knows that they know that he really and truly cares about him. I think that's the sign I've always felt that's the sign of a really good coach is how loyal the players are to him. And if you go back to those guys that played for him in Cincinnati and the guys that play for him now at West Virginia and that have played for him there, and even his 1 year at K-State, or however many years he was there, they are incredibly loyal to him. And that's a testament to who he is as a man more than as a coach. Yeah, you know, it's we've had a chance to be on the road, a true road game against an outstanding opponent in Iowa. We did some really good things. I think the thing for all of us, not just them, but for all of us, all of our team to understand is how together we have to be, how tough we have to be, and we have to be able to sustain it for 40 minutes. You can't have lapses. You can't have a lot of mistakes when you're playing an outstanding team anywhere, but especially on the road.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.